Avenal isn't the only local prison struggling to contain the pandemic. And unfortunately, prisons are not the only places facing a surge in cases. You just heard our health reporter, Carrie Klein, with that story. And now she's with us for our weekly COVID-19 update to talk a little more about where the pandemic stands around the Valley. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hi, thanks, Kathleen.
So let's stay on the subject of prisons for a few more minutes. They are so isolated, and right now they're especially cut off from the rest of us. Are those facilities seeing the same fluctuations in COVID-19 cases that we're observing out in the community?
Unfortunately, yes, and maybe surprisingly, but prisons in general in California began to see a surge starting at the end of October, and 10% of all cases in the prison system have been reported in just the last 2 weeks.
And you said Avenal now has the highest number of cases of all California's prisons?
Cumulatively over the course of the entire pandemic, yes. The New York Times tallies COVID cases in prisons across the country, and Avenal has unfortunately been at the top of that list for weeks. However, if you're looking at active outbreaks, like the number of currently infectious cases, you'll find that highest number at a different prison. And also when it comes to fatalities due to COVID-19, Avenal has not been nearly as hard hit as some other facilities. So whereas 8 inmates have died at Avenal, nearly 30 have died at each of San Quentin State Prison in Marin County and California Institution for Men in Chino.
So if Avenal doesn't have the largest current outbreak, which prison does?
Well, right now, it's another prison in Kings County, which seems like it kind of just can't cut a break. There are two other state prisons in Kings County, and they're both in Corcoran. That there's California State Prison Corcoran, which has had nearly 400 cases. And the other one just kind of shot onto the radar recently. It's called the Substance Abuse Treatment Facility. And out of 1,200 cases there, nearly half are currently active. And so I know I've thrown a lot of numbers out during this interview, but there's one more point about this that I want to make. Kings County has a population of around 150,000 people. Its three state prisons hold 11,000 people, far fewer, but almost half of the county's cases are among the incarcerated. So think about that.
That is staggering. So what have the COVID-19 trends looked like more generally across the San Joaquin Valley this week?
Okay, so when we look at cases, daily new reported cases have risen tremendously. They are double what they were 2 weeks ago. In hospitals, the number of patients with COVID have also steadily risen, up another 30% just in the last week. We've still got a ways to go before we hit the hospital capacities that we reached in late July at that other last big surge, but hospitals are preparing for that. When we look at COVID-related deaths, there's still a lag between rising cases and rising fatalities, thankfully, so there hasn't been a tremendous jump in people dying of COVID just yet. And then when we look at the blueprint for a safer economy, there were huge changes across the whole state this week and the Valley. Other than Mariposa County, which is still in the least restrictive yellow tier, all Valley counties are now in the most restrictive purple tier. In fact, more than 40 counties across the state, equivalent to 94% of the state's population, are all in this purple tier. And you've probably noticed a difference wherever you live. Restaurants, gyms, houses of worship, they've all moved indoors, and lots of other businesses with indoor operations probably had to reduce their maximum capacities.
So far, how does this surge right now compare to what we saw over the summer?
So for right now, we are not at the high levels of cases or hospitalizations or deaths that we were seeing during that peak in late July, thank goodness. But health officials at the state level and with Fresno County say cases are rising much more sharply than they were before. That's really concerning. And Kern County health officials in a media call yesterday referred to all of this as an epic mess. But generally, health officials also say they feel a lot more prepared for a surge than they did before. They've been through this before. Hospitals now have surge protocols that have been tested at this point. In Kern County, for example, county supervisors a few months ago set aside $12 million in CARES Act funding to bring on traveling nurses to help staff hospital beds. According to the county, they've only spent $1 or $2 million of that so far, so they've got the resources to take on many more nurses. And then there's also this site in Porterville to take on overflow COVID patients, and it did that over the summer, and it's ready to go again with just 2 days' notice whenever that happens. There are also various convention centers and fairgrounds that can be commissioned for COVID patients as well. One other interesting thing about all this is that we know a lot more about the virus than we did at the last surge, particularly how common hospitalizations are. You know, that can vary everywhere in different places, but it means that counties and hospitals can actually estimate the number of patients that they'll eventually have based on, you know, the case rates in their surrounding counties.
Well, worrying news, but I'm glad to hear that health officials are not panicking. So, Carrie, as always, thank you so much for your reporting.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen.